Henry and the Time Penguin by Sarah McMenemy, read by Imogen Stubbs. Henry's mummy had to go away, which made Henry sad. However, help was at hand, this time from a magical time penguin. Henry's mummy had to go away. She had important work to do. Mummy showed Henry where she would be going. It was far away across the ocean. Granny and Grandad came to look after Henry and his little sister Emma while Mummy was away. When it was time for her to go, Mummy told Henry and Emma that she loved them both very much, that she would think about them every day, and that she would be coming back home as soon as she could. At bath time that evening, Henry asked Granny if Mummy would be coming home soon. Granny said it would be a long time yet, but that everything would be fine. The next day, Granny and Grandad took Henry and Emma on a trip to the seaside. They splashed in the water. They had ice cream. Everyone had a lovely time. A few days later, when Grandad was taking Henry and Emma to school, Henry noticed other children walking to school with their mummies. Henry asked Grandad if Mummy would be coming home now. Grandad smiled and said that Mummy hadn't been gone very long and that she wouldn't be coming home for a while yet. Henry felt sad. At break time, Henry's friends asked him to join in their game, but he said that he didn't feel like playing. He was missing his mummy. In the afternoon, Henry's class learnt about penguins in the Antarctic. The teacher showed them a video of a carer penguin looking after baby penguins while their parents went hunting for food. For a moment, Henry thought he saw the carer penguin looking at him. That evening, while Granny was cooking, time passed slowly. Henry stared out of the window and wondered what Mummy was doing at that moment. That evening, while Granny was cooking, time passed slowly. Henry stared out of the window and wondered what Mummy was doing at that moment. Granny'd made Henry's favourite dinner, but that didn't help to cheer him up. When it was bedtime, Granny read Henry a story. Henry asked her if Mummy might stay where she was and never come home. Granny said that Mummy loved him and Emma very much and that she would be back home as soon as she could. When it was bedtime, Granny read Henry a story. Henry asked her if Mummy might stay where she was and never come home. Granny said that Mummy loved him and Emma very much and that she would be back home as soon as she could. She kissed him goodnight and turned out his bedroom light. Henry couldn't go to sleep. He lay awake thinking. He felt lonely and scared without her. Then he saw something moving in his bedroom. It was his school bag. There was an orange beak peeping out from it. Henry got out of bed and cautiously opened the bag. Out jumped the carer penguin from the video at school. The penguin put its wings around Henry. It seemed to know that he needed a hug. The penguin had a clock on its tummy. Henry thought, it must be a time penguin. Time penguin stayed with him as he went to sleep. In the morning, when Granny woke Henry up to get ready for school, time penguin had gone. But in the evening, while Granny was busy, Time Penguin came back and played with Henry. Leaves started falling from the trees and the days became darker. Time Penguin visited Henry and comforted him whenever he was feeling lonely or sad. One day snow started falling. Henry and Time Penguin made snow angels together in the garden. Eventually the days started to get brighter again. New leaves and bright flowers started to come out. Henry and Time Penguin played football together. Time Penguin was an excellent goalkeeper, but Henry scored many goals. At school one day, the teacher said they were going to make Mother's Day cards. Henry felt really sad, but Time Penguin comforted him. At school one day, the teacher said they were going to make Mother's Day cards. Henry felt very sad, but Time Penguin comforted him and helped him make his card. At the end of the day, the class all gave Henry a card that they'd made specially for him because his mummy was away. Henry was very happy. Henry took the cards home and showed them to Grandad. Grandad said that Mummy would be coming home very soon and that Henry could give Mummy her card himself on Mother's Day. Henry was very excited. Time Penguin said he needed to go back to Antarctica now because it was getting a bit warm for him. Henry and the Time Penguin hugged each other and said goodbye. Henry knew that the Time Penguin would come back if he ever needed him again. Henry counted the days waiting for Mummy to come home. He looked out of the window every day to see if he could spot her. One day, he could see someone in the distance walking towards the house. It was Mummy. Mummy was home. Mummy told Henry and Emma that she loved them both very much and that she had thought about them every day. Everyone was so happy to be together again. Granny winked at Henry, and he remembered that it was Mother's Day that very day. Henry gave Mummy her card. Mummy was so delighted and hugged Henry very tightly. And Time Penguin smiled to himself.